The State Liquor Control Board is drafting the rules for how to apply for a license to grow legal marijuana in Washington State. Several groups made up of lawyers, lobbyists, and farmers have formed around this issue, looking at ways to influence the board's decisions. And one of those groups is the Cannabis Business Group. Hillary Bricken is a board member and also a cannabis business lawyer. Hillary, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
How big do you expect the legal marijuana business to be in Washington State?
Well, we anticipate that if I-502 is successful, it's going to be massive. And a lot of people anticipated potentially bigger tobacco companies coming in. It's our opinion that while cannabis still remains a federal crime, these type of large companies will not be coming in to invest or to populate the cannabis industry. However, on a local level, tourist level, it could be huge.
Why do you think they won't?
Well, as far as federal crime goes, when you have very serious investors and shareholders, I highly doubt that they would want their board or any of their employees or directors to invest in something that is still a federal crime.
Now, possessing marijuana is legal now, and now the state's in the process of coming up with regulations for it. And the first of those regulations are going to come out in April when people will be able to start applying for marijuana growing licenses. Are you in touch with many farmers or would-be farmers who'd like to apply for these?
We are, and we're in touch with farmers that are actually both already in the cannabis industry and those that are not. We've received an overwhelming amount, and, you know, this is in my lawyer capacity, not with the cannabis business group, but an overwhelming amount of interest from people who would like to use their farmland or their greenhouses where once they housed pines or grapes or tomatoes to be used for cannabis production.
So what do you think these applications should look like? What do you think the state should do when it comes to putting out them?
Well, our group would really like to see some sophisticated barriers to entry. The point of I-502 was to take cannabis from the hands of the black market, to regulate it and tax it and make it safe and digestible for the general public. We would like to see people with a little to no criminal record to apply, especially in the context of growers, people who also have experience in growing, because cannabis is very difficult to cultivate. And unfortunately, up until about a month ago, cannabis was still a crime in this state. So we would like to see any background checks regarding criminal investigations. We want to see a firm line drawn in the sand between minor possession charges and those that tread a more felonious level when it comes to letting people in that should get in, and those are the people who have been in the industry.
Hillary, at the Cannabis Business Group, do you think that the applications for being able to grow legal marijuana should give preference to growers who are from Washington State?
I do. I definitely do. And our group has been hashing over this idea. We talk about two things in particular. Those folks with boots on the ground, the ones that are actually cultivating, they're doing the trimming, they're at the grow every day. Obviously, these should be and need to be Washington State residents, and there's currently a 3-month residency requirement in the initiative to support that. The big question, the question that's going to be on the table for the Liquor Control Board, is whether or not outside investment is going to be permissible. Namely, if you are a cannabis company in Washington State, can you have investors and shareholders that live in New York or California? And for some people, that's going to make or break their ability to either have a large operation or a very small operation. And that question remains to be answered by the Liquor Control Board.
What's the Cannabis Business Group think? Should those outside investments be allowed or disallowed?
We, in our group, we have an elite group of people that have been in the industry for a long time. They abide by every state law standard that's been put out there. And actually, they are somewhat indifferent to outside investment. They welcome the competition. They're not afraid to compete, even if it's against venture capitalists from Texas or California. They're indifferent about it. I think that will change as the Liquor Control Board starts to regulate.
Hillary Bricken, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Hillary Bricken, a cannabis business lawyer and member of the Cannabis Business Group. It's a group that's working on influencing the regulations that are being drawn up by the State Liquor Control Board for the legal growth, processing, and sale of marijuana to adults.